You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review, where I review the best of the Joe Rogan Experience for the week. This episode, I review the Marques Brownlee 1186 podcast. Just for those that are new to this, this has no affiliation with Joe Rogan at all. I'm just a fan that's listened to his podcast for a very long time. So what I do is I get guests on. A lot of times there'd be friends of mine that also really like the Rogan podcast, and I talk about the parts of it that I liked a lot, interesting things, questions I had, and it's always great to get feedback from other people that enjoyed the show and that episode, and just kind of hear what they think about it, and maybe they're going to take some of this information and apply it to their lives, and sometimes, you know, especially with characters like Jordan Peterson, some of these people find great results from this. So it's important stuff, and it's a lot of fun, and I like to do it. So anyway, without further ado, Marques is a YouTuber, also known as MKBHD. I follow him on YouTube. I have for a long time. Joe obviously likes him as well. He's a great reviewer of, you know, technologies, phones, iPads, computers, you name it. And he's just great to listen to. The way he breaks down information, it just saves everyone the trouble of figuring out what the best one is. You know, it's like, if you want to know what the best phone is, just listen to this guy. He'll tell you, best camera, best whatever. Like, he does such a good job of breaking it down. And I think he has like 7 million YouTube subscribers. I mean, it's really impressive, and it's exceptional. So if you haven't checked him out, listen to him. Even if you're not like a huge techie guy, it's still cool to know what's out there, you know? I mean, honestly, I have a phone from like 5 years ago. I still use a Note 3. I'm just too lazy to change all the information over, and it still works. But it doesn't mean that I don't like to hear what's out there and eventually get something new and play with that idea. So yeah, this guy, he's a very smart dude for sure. And it really points out the fact that phones are complicated. You know, you think it's just, oh, this pixel, these many megabytes, megapixels, RAM, whatever. Like, there's a lot going on in there, you know, whether it can multitask, whether it can do different things. And Marques breaks that down in a really nice way. I like how he doesn't seem to favor anything particularly. Like, I guess he has his favorites, but he kind of keeps a pretty open mind from what I can tell, and he just likes the technology. He was saying that Samsung's update slowly traditionally, and that's something I didn't realize, and I found pretty cool to understand. I'm like, okay, so if you get a Samsung, you're not going to get the first updates, because Samsung, I guess, has their own, it's all Android, but each provider has like a Samsung or whatever it is. They have kind of different skins that they use, and some are faster and some are slower than others. He's saying some phones out there now have up to 10 gigs of RAM, which is massive. 10 gigs of RAM. I mean, I have not been following the cell phone world all that closely, but I had no idea that they were up to 10 gigs. That seems, it almost seems excessive, but I guess with the things happening in phones today, you got to have that much power. Apple products, of course, don't usually have as much power as the high-end Samsungs, but they're kind of more efficient just with the way that they're set up, from what he was saying. And Joe obviously favors iPhone, Apple stuff, except the keyboards on the laptops. He gets really pissed off about that, and I find it very funny when he talks about it. He doesn't like that it doesn't make like a click kind of feedback, like that, what do they call that, haptic feedback something? Anyway, so yeah, he kind of favors Apple products, and also moving away from them. He tried to get the Pixel, and he couldn't get his text messages and all this other stuff. So it was like a real problem that was happening. A company called Red has a really cool feature where they're doing like 3D video without glasses. Something it's like kind of augmented, and Joe was looking at that. Marcus had it on his phone. Something pretty interesting there. And I wish I could see what it was. It sounded really cool from what they were talking about. Joe was just saying how weird it looked, but really couldn't describe it. And I guess you just can't show it on video. And then the next big thing they talked about was VR, like augmented reality. You know, Marquez got a hold of those Google glasses for a while, but he wasn't really sold on those. And, you know, is it going to be VR where you're in a virtual world, or AR, the augmented reality? And that one sounds cool to me. It always has. It's like the Terminator. You know, you're still looking around, but it's like analyzing shapes and clothing and people and all the rest of it, and it kind of fits it into your frame of view. That to me sounds really awesome. You know, they had virtual reality like 20 years ago. They had these big machines that you could go to video arcades and play, put the headset on. Everything was really clunky and blocky. The graphics were awful. And you could move around and go through buildings, but it was just so ugly that finally I'm really glad that they're starting to get some cool stuff, because I've always felt like that's like the ultimate fun. You know, it's almost like from your house you can go to a theme park. Well, really, I guess if they get good enough, it's like you could go anywhere. You could walk around the Vatican from your house. Probably a little sad that people aren't traveling, but if you can't, you know, if you have a disability or something, or you're not mobile, you're very old, I think that's really cool to have the idea of just putting on a headset and being able to go into that kind of forte. So Marquez is also an ultimate frisbee guy. He's like a pro sports ultimate frisbee dude. And they talked about that for a little bit. And I watched some of these videos because, just like Joe Rogan was saying, he'd never heard of this or didn't even really know what it was. I hadn't either. And I looked at it. It's a pretty fucking cool sport. If you watch it, it seems like a stupid idea, like beach douchebags, but it's fucking wild. It's super fast. And Joe made a good point. He goes, you're not going to get injured. It's not like football. You know, you're not smashing your head, so it's a healthier sport. I'm kind of keen to see it catch on, because I liked it. I thought it was cool. It kind of, in a way, has a feel like lacrosse, because it's so fast. But obviously, it's not that fast, so it has a bit of a football feel too, you know, because they're throwing this thing a lot, and yeah, these guys are really good, really good. Back to their technology, the smartphones obviously have kind of evolved to their final form, is what Marcus is thinking, like at least shape. The technology will change, but they're obviously going to get faster and do these things. And they talked about a phone back in the day called the Galaxy Mega, and the Galaxy Mega was crazy because it was bigger than a Note, it was massive. But it was actually only 6.5 inches, which then was huge. It was like way beyond the size of any phone. But now it turns out it's pretty standard. That's a pretty standard size for phones. Like the new Notes are like that big. Then they talked a little bit about Apple's proprietary technology and the wall that it puts up. So like no other company can use Apple iMessage. And that kind of stops people from changing to Google. It's like one of the big things that keeps people away from Android stuff. And you know, and that's, that goes back to that thing when Joe wanted to switch his phone out for a Google phone and wasn't able to because he could never get his iMessage working even, and had to call them and remove his emails and all the rest of it, and it still didn't work. But it's a fascinating podcast. Check it out. I learned quite a bit about technology, and after that, honestly, I think I might go out and get myself a new phone. Why not? Treat myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate ya. Peace.